Hello, and welcome to the Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson. Today in the Spotlight, the production of Heisenberg, running at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, January 10th through the 2nd. And we are joined by director Carla Spint. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
So tell us about the premise of the show.
Well, it's entitled Heisenberg, so I was curious, of course, at first because I had never heard of Heisenberg. It's a very popular concept right now, the Heisenberg principle, which is basically you cannot actually measure something if it's moving. You cannot measure how fast it moves if you try to measure the size of it. So that there's a constant movement and you cannot predict the movement. So to actually measure something is impossible. Life is constantly moving, constantly changing. And so Heisenberg is a play about a relationship between two very unlikely partners, an older man who is in 75 and a younger woman who's 42. And they're very different in many ways. One is Irish, the other is American. One is sort of bouncing off the walls with personality, and the other one is very quiet and observant. So to imagine them in a relationship is at first unimaginable. And therefore, sort of the Heisenberg principle that happens within the structure of the play is fascinating because you can't predict it. You can't predict what's going to happen with them or what is not going to happen with them. And there are quite a few spots in the play where this woman, who you don't really think that she's got a very high education, she's not stupid, but she is, you know, a medium education, but she loves to talk about science. And she does apply the Heisenberg principle to her life and her relationships and things like that. She doesn't name it, but she talks about it. And the gentleman talks about music in terms of Heisenberg. So we keep finding things within the play that really relate to the subject matter, which is really kind of exciting. Left Edge Theater, this is the third time I've worked at Left Edge. Argo Thompson, who is the artistic director, I met him at SRT at Santa Rosa, the Summer Repertory Theater, when he was 16 and I was one of the actors in the company, and he had come to assist, do extra work and backstage work and things like that. And we developed a wonderful relationship a long, long time ago. And then when he finished his training, I became a director for him. I directed him in Glass Menagerie, played the gentleman caller. So we reconnected then, and since then we've worked together a couple of times. Once I was one of his actors, and then as his director. Last season, I directed Women in Jeopardy, which is a comedy about women. It's a very funny play. So this is a different kind of play. This stretches your brain a little bit, which is really kind of exciting. Would you like to know about the playwright?
Oh, I would love to.
Simon Stevens is famous for his play called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. It made its rounds in all the theaters and then in all the college theaters also.
That was about a year ago, I believe.
Yeah. So he's quite an accomplished playwright, and we love working on his play. Also, the requirement of this particular play is that we have very little set and very few props. So everything is minimal. Less is more. Minimal, minimal, minimal.
Right.
So you really watch the relationship more than anything else. And so we're having fun choosing the music. John has a long monologue about the music that he likes, and he touches every kind of music I could possibly even think of, from rock and roll to any kind of music you can imagine, to opera, to Motown, to disco, to all these different kinds of music that this gentleman likes to listen to, which are surprising. Some of them I have never even heard of before. But it's fun for the sound designer to use some of those in the scene changes.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're wrapping up here. Is there anything else that you would like the audience to know?
I would like everyone to come and see the show because it's a wonderful relationship experience.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you.
If you would like more information about the show, you can go to leftedgetheater.com. And the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is located at 50 Mark West Springs Road in Santa Rosa. Again, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson, for today's Sonoma Spotlight.